everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll look back on Thursday night's festivities in London as the CHL Team of the Century was honored. That, of course, the 2004-2005 London Knights, the one the OHL Championship and the Memorial Cup. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Owen Tippett of the Mississauga Steelheads. The 2017 first-round pick of the Florida Panthers put up big numbers last week, as now in his fourth year in the Ontario Hockey League, he had 8 points in 3 games for Mississauga, as he also has put up some strong numbers since coming back from the Florida Panthers camp this year. Originally a fourth overall pick in the 2015 OHL priority selection, he also represented Team OHL at the recent CIBC Canada-Russia series. Now, Owen Tippett took on the London Knights on Thursday night, as that was on CHL action on Sportsnet. It was also part of the CHL Team of the Century festivities, as the London Knights were recognized. Mike Stubbs is the radio play-by-play voice, and he picks up the story of the Knights being honored Thursday.
It was fantastic. And this is a team, and Mark Messott probably summed it up best. He couldn't make it back because he's with the Dallas Stars right now, but in talking with him this week, he said, this is a team that if you don't see a guy for a year or 2 years or 5 years, the next time you do see him, it's like you're right back in 2005. You just pick up right where you left off. That's how close this team was. So you still had, as the guys got together for pictures or stood around, they're still chirping each other, and they're just having a good time. And it was really nice to see them able to come together. It was a real honor for the players. This one touched them pretty deep. The fact that the fans had voted them Team of the Century and that they were able to come back before a game and walk out onto the ice and hear that applause and all that great stuff. So, yeah, they were really touched by this.
Do you especially see it in the guys who maybe then went on to university, for example, and have become very successful maybe away from hockey? So, of course, going back to this versus obviously some of the guys that are playing professional hockey. I know Corey Perry was there, for example. He's, of course, won a Stanley Cup as well. But I would think it's got to be a big thing for those guys who have gone on to other things outside of hockey.
Yeah, you know, Terry, it's a very good point. And a lot of success has come from this away from hockey rinks. A lot of those guys have gone on to do some great things. But a lot of those things, it's like anybody's job where you don't have people cheering for you when you show up for work very often. And so to be able to get back into a moment like this, yeah, that becomes really special for them. And a lot of them, because, let's face it, junior hockey careers fly by. If we could all look back to the time we were in high school, college, university, and say, you know what, I probably should have paid more attention to how fun my life was back then. That's something that you can't help but feel, especially for guys who are no longer playing the game. So this allowed them to at least relive a little bit of that.
And the current team did not disappoint, as they beat Mississauga in that game on Thursday night, and just to seem to continue the way they've been playing over the last while, getting Evan Bouchard and Alex Formanton back was definitely a big boost. But it seems like there are a lot of other guys, when you look at the team scoring, that are high on the list that aren't necessarily household names across the league but have really been a big part of this year's club.
Absolutely. And the team just has a lot of depth right now. There are a lot of players that are on the roster, and that's been one of the biggest challenges, is making sure that everybody's getting ice time, that everybody's getting into games, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of management going on behind the scenes with the current roster, with the return of Evan Bouchard, with the return of Alex Formanton, with the addition of Paul Cotter. He had his first goal last night in the OHL, so that was a big moment for him. And Adam Boqvist, his game is really starting to rise. He had 3 points last night, 2 goals and an assist. It seemed like when he first arrived in the OHL, it was, okay, I got to figure out how to play in my own zone the way they do here in North America. And he's such a talented player. He's done that pretty quickly. And now the offense is really coming back in his game. And so he's going to be one of those dangerous players that you hear a lot more about as we go on this season.
You see the Knights more than I do, of course, but it seemed like ever since the trade deadline last year, so late January into the rest of the season, and then, of course, coming back from Edmonton, Evan Bouchard just seems to have really stepped his game up. And, of course, with that, logging a whole lot of minutes.
And it's just what happens when he's on the ice. Last night, there was kind of a misplay at the side of the net, and the puck kicked out front, and he happened to be standing there, and it hit his skate, and there were a couple of Mississauga sticks not too far away, and it's almost like you could see him shrug, and the puck hit his skate, and he went, oh, look at that, and he just kicked it to his stick and made a play. And for a lot of other players, if you're standing right around your net and the puck goes in the direction you don't expect and it hits your foot, you're looking down and panic kind of sets in. He doesn't know how to panic, or he just doesn't, he doesn't have the ability to panic. I don't know what it is. And he was able just to kind of make a play out of something that should have been a little disastrous. And he does that time and again, where if you give him space, he's going to take it, and he just calms everybody down on the ice. In that first period last night against Mississauga, they wound up combining for 7 goals, and it was flying back and forth. And then all of a sudden, things just settled down. And Evan Bouchard for the Knights is a big part of that.
I would think also the goaltenders definitely appreciate Bouchard coming back, as both Jordan Coy and Joseph Raymakers have been logging a lot of minutes as well.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a really neat story this year for the London Knights. They really do have 2 goaltenders that they're using, and the goalies know when they're going to play, and you're not looking and saying, oh, well, you know, he's getting this many minutes, or he gets to play this team, or there's nothing like that going on. They really get along well, and they really understand the role that they've been put in. And with that, both are playing at a really high level. Joseph Raymakers made a lot of great saves in a game in which, like I said, there were goals in the first period. There were a lot of them. And he ended up giving up 4, but 3 of them came on the power play. And when you have Owen Tippett looking for somebody back door, he's going to find him. And there are going to be some tapping goals. And that happened last night. So it's a case where both goaltenders, Raymakers and Jordan Coy, have been playing really good hockey. And again, that just stabilizes things. And it's part of the reason the Knights have been able to win as many in a row as they have.
That was Mike Stubbs, the radio voice of the London Knights. Let's take a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. And the Ottawa 67s are once again the top team representing the Ontario Hockey League. They come into the weekly poll number 2 across the country, trailing the WHL's Prince Albert Raiders. Other OHL representation comes from the London Knights at number 6. Also recognize the Mississauga Steelheads and the Sioux Greyhounds receiving honorable mention this week. Well, that will do it for our show. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.